There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's our number two. And we head now deep in the heart of Texas, well, actually Florida, where the NFL league meetings are taking place. That is where Jerry Jones, who does reside deep in the heart of Texas, Jerry Jones says he believes in Dak Prescott. Should Cowboy fans be encouraged by this? Also, the Packers are in talks to give Jordan Love a massive contract extension. Do you agree with this? And Arthur Blank says he does not believe the Falcons tampered with Kirk Cousins, even though the NFL is investigating. Give me your reaction. We'll get to all that and more. Here it is, our number two.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Is it a case of cowboy up or cowboy down? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Kindred spirits as we enjoy clowns and giggles coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and intergalactically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the oil. As we burn the midnight oil, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour coming from Jerry's World. He was doodling again. And we are fascinated by Jerry Jones. He's so good to the show. Jerry is so kind to the show. The league meetings continued on Monday in Orlando. And Jerry Jones, as he often does, holding court on the state of the Cowboys Union. And not much has gone on. Cowboys have been radio silent, which you're not supposed to have. Dead air. You got to keep that VU meter moving at all times. So if you didn't hear what happened, and maybe not, Jerry Jones said he is all in on Dak Prescott. Now, he's not all in on the Cowboys because the Cowboys haven't done squat, but he's a big supporter of Dakota Prescott. He is. And he believes that because of the quarterback, the magical, mystical powers of Dak Prescott, that despite the Cowboys seeing more players leave than come inbound, more going outbound than inbound, the Cowboys have a very good chance of, yes, winning the Super Bowl next year. Where have we heard that before? Here's the actual quote from the Cowboys general manager and owner. He liked the team so much he bought it. Jerry Jones said, quote, "We think he," meaning Dak, "is a great quarterback. That is really the gist of what we're about this year." Jerry went on to say, "We've got Dak. I think Dak will be at the top of his game. I've said that. I do think he will improve from where he is now. I think we'll have that," close quote. All right, so pretty self-explanatory on this one. Now, despite that statement by Jerry Jones, Dak Prescott and his posse of agents and lawyers and whatnot have been unable to work out a new contract. Now, what does that mean? That means that there's a massive, oh my God, panic at the disco. $55.4 million salary cap hit on the head of Dak Prescott because of the contract that was not renegotiated, even though it was set up to be renegotiated. So let's discuss. Now, Jerry Jones says he believes in Dak Prescott. Should Cowboy supporters be encouraged by Jerry Jones' support of Dak Prescott? So I've got sawdust, Beatles, and breadcrumbs. And we will combine all of these things together. And we are going to make a brand new piece of paper for Jerry to doodle on at the next NFL meeting that he attends. So number one. The queen has a Snickers ice cream bar, and the next thing you know, she's jumping off the walls here. Calm down. All right. So anyway, here's the point. The Cowboys have not been number one since I was a kid. Last time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, I was a young pup. Anyways, Jerry Jones, God love him, God bless him. Jerry Jones is a carnival barker. He is. And with a capital C and a capital B, carnival barker, Jerry Jones. We thank him. It's not going to be the same. Jerry Jones will at some point leave this mortal coil, and his kid will take over and will not be nearly as entertaining. We'll lose that. But Jerry has been very generous with his gobbledygook for people like me, struggling overnight sports talk radio host. So we thank Jerry for that. It's very kind of him to be that generous with his stupid statements. But in Jerry's world, I had this epiphany a while back. Jerry's the kind of guy that is convinced that he can sell sawdust to a lumber mill, that he can call up a lumber mill, say, I got something for you, and then drive down there, do a presentation why his sawdust is imperative. It's imperative that this business, this lumber mill, takes Jerry's sawdust, and he'd sell sawdust to a lumber mill. But Dak Prescott continues to be, until proven otherwise, an optical illusion. He's got a glitch. The glitch is big games. The glitch is playoff games. And he just falls apart. And this is a guy who should be doing endorsements for Depends because he poops his pants in big moments. It's been that way his entire career. Now, we are at a Waterloo moment in the Dak Prescott story for the Cowboys. What is the Waterloo moment? So the Cowboys have a chance if they hold to their guns. The Cowboys can let Dak Prescott walk away. Bye-bye! They can have him play out the contract. They haven't given him a new contract yet. Let him play out the contract. It expires after this season, and cut the cord. You take a little medicine. I'm a salary cap truther, so you have a big salary cap hit. Regardless, we are told, where Dak Prescott plays in 2025, the Cowboys are going to have a $40 million salary cap hit. So you make it work. You figure it out. You just get a contract for a rookie quarterback, a quarterback not making all that much money, but you wash your hands with Dak and you move on. Now, do we think that's going to happen? No. In the dimension we live in, I don't know about you, but the dimension that I'm in, Jerry Jones, between now and the NFL draft, will announce a new contract for Dak Prescott, and they'll hug it out, and they'll have cocktails, and it'll be just magical, just absolutely magical. Now, speaking of quarterbacks, there's a story coming out of Green Bay here that's popped up on our radar. The Packers, the cheese curds, have chimed in here. So Jordan Love, for a Packer team that was, I believe, 9-8 last season, but Jordan Love statistically was wonderful for the Packers in his first time starting for the Green Bay football team. And so Jordan Love is technically scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent in 2025. We know that's never going to happen. They have these things called the luxury tag, and so that's not going to happen. But the Green Bay GM, got to say this name properly or it's an FCC violation, Brian Gutekunst, said that the team has already started talking an extension. Now, we knew this already, but he's gone into more detail. The Packers are in talks with Jordan Love to give him the mega millions in a contract extension to be the forever quarterback for this next generation of Green Bay Packer football. Do you agree with this? So I have an unpopular opinion when it comes to all of these contracts. And my unpopular opinion, I recommend following the Beatles tune, Slow Down. Slow Down, right? Slow Down. Now, Jordan Love looked pretty solid. There were some rough spots late in games. I remember the Falcon game. He didn't play well down the stretch in that game, as an example. There were a couple other bumps in the road. But overall, you look at the full body of work, Jordan Love was as good as you could have expected, considering that he hadn't played. He had been rotting on the bench behind Aaron Rodgers. So you look at all this, and you're like, all right, well, everyone's like, all right, pay the man, all that stuff. But my advice to the Packers would be to dilly-dally, not necessarily make this a full boondoggle. I don't know how to go full boondoggle, but I just want to see a little more. If I'm the one that's in charge of the Packers, I want to see a little more. And everyone just says, no, you can't do this. You got to be swept up in the moment. Like, look at the Broncos. They traded for Russell Wilson. They're like, we got to do this. We got to get Russ signed to a new contract. He's already under contract for 3 years. No, we got to get him. So they paid him, and now they're paying him to play quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so my advice is just make sure this is not beginner's luck for Jordan Love. You don't know what you don't know, right? You don't know for sure. It's a game of chess, and we've often seen you get off to that great start, and then the league figures you out, and then in that game of chess, you then have to adjust to what the NFL defenses do. Although, based on the rules changes, I think they've gotten rid of defense in the NFL. I keep getting rid of different techniques on tackling, and eventually there'll be none left. But the other factor also, when you talk about how much money Jordan Love's going to get, and that changes people, right? Money changes people. You get a lot of money. Changes people. And so that said, the Packer way, much like the Cowboys will pay Dak Prescott, the Packer way is to lock Jordan Love up long term and just throw away the key and that's it. That's our guy and we're good. All right, final point. We now let's spin that pinwheel. We go to Georgia. There it goes. Very loud pinwheel. Very loud pinwheel. Right there in the ATL. Yeah, I love the area code in Atlanta because it's an error code. I love that. I love it's an error code. Anyway, the NFL is investigating the Falcons for shenanigans. They're investigating the Falcons for potential tampering with quarterback Kirk Cousins in free agency. The guy that left the Vikings. However, at the league meetings in Florida, Arthur Blank said that he doesn't think his team did anything untoward. Doesn't believe it. Said the league is, even though they're reviewing it, Arthur Blank says he does not think the Falcons, his team, tampered with Kirk Cousins that convinced him to come to Georgia. All right, so that's his statement. Give me your reaction to what Arthur Blank had to say. So my reaction quickly is that this was on point if you owned the Atlanta Falcons. It's another one of these things, like, did you expect Arthur Blank to come out and say, oh, yeah, we have been tampering with Kirk Cousins and anyone who is a cousin for, like, years. We've been trying to get this guy. No, Arthur Blank turned on the old gaslight. He did the old gaslight thing, and you have a trail of breadcrumbs. If you follow the breadcrumbs, you have a trail of breadcrumbs from Kirk Cousins and goes right to the Falcons. And the dead giveaway on this is the horse's mouth. Cousins admitted it. He admitted it. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, but he admitted it. He said that he was in conversations with the Falcon, I think one of the trainers for the Atlanta Falcons, before you were allowed to do it. And so if I'm Arthur Blank, I'm like, oh, yeah, we did. And we get to keep the player. It's not like the NFL is going to force Kirk Cousins to go back on the market. That's not going to happen. So Cousins is locked in Atlanta. And so whoop-de-damn-do, the Falcons have to give up a fifth-round pick or something like that. Who cares? You know, you keep the player. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to be part, you can join us here. Speakeasy rules are in effect, but the lines are open. You can call up, scream, shout, and all that wonderful, wonderful stuff and be part of the program. Also on X, at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. And we may read your comments on the air. Living La Vida Loca. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milette or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The great silent majority of listeners to the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow our technical producer. She is playing some sound bites, sometimes really, really loud. But that's okay. Squeaking. That's all right. There's nothing wrong with
you
that.
You seem like you're critical, Eddie.
No, I'm not.
It seems like you're attacking her.
I'm not.
Yeah. I got to feel him out, Eddie.
I know. You're doing that. It is, you can follow her on X, the FSR Tech Queen.
Biatch.
I didn't play that. I didn't say that.
Eddie, why would you play that?
I didn't do that.
She's going to go right to HR, Eddie. Wow. Right to HR. You're done.
I didn't play anything. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And now live. It's Lorena, by the way. And now live from the TireRack.com, Fox Sports Radio Studios. It's Ben Maller.
No. Marcel told me her name is Lorraine. That's her name.
Well, that's how he was able to remember. He kept calling her Lorraine.
Yeah.
So I said, Lorena.
Yeah, and then he said, Lorraine.
And it worked. He now remembers.
I love the emphasis.
Yeah. It's very important to put that in. This is a key part of your name. Your parents named you that. I mean, boom, there you go. Midnight Walker writes in. He says, Jerry Jones was still young the last time Dallas won. The last 30 years have not been as much fun. Every year, Jerry tells us that they're on the right track, but they won't win the Super Bowl relying on Dak. says the Midnight Walker. Late night drug tester writes in from Montana. He says, I don't think Atlanta wants to give up a fifth-round pick that could become the next Tyreek Hill or George Kittle. Yeah, okay. Could's a weasel word, as you know. Maller prop guy writes in, says, Maller, the only reason I go to Orlando is for the corn dogs, and it's a small world after all. That song is intoxicating. Oh, that's actually from Jerry Jones. That was from Jerry. The King Rory writes in. He's really going for that Benny Award for Social Media Contributor of the Year. The King Rory writes in. He says, as a Packer fan, I agree that they should not overpay Jordan Love too soon, but look at the competition Love is going up against in the NFC North. It's safe to say the Packers have done it again at the quarterback position. Will he win a Super Bowl? Who knows? Only time will tell. The Diamond Man writes in and says, I have always said, talk a hungry dog off a meat wagon, but I like your line, Ben, where you can sell sawdust to a lumber mill. Yeah. Well, there's ice to an Eskimo. There's a bunch of different versions. Has that been canceled, the ice to an Eskimo one? Has that been canceled?
Probably.
Now? Probably so, yeah. I used to eat Eskimo pies. I'm rebel. When I was growing up, I ate Eskimo pies.
They're Eddie pies now.
Yeah. Named after you. But now that place in the desert in California on the way to Vegas, I've been going to Vegas a lot this year because I'm a degenerate gambler. But I gamble legally. I lose my money legally, so the IRS can't come after me. But the Eddie World, there's no S at the end. It's very odd. There should be an S at the end of it.
It's my place, yeah.
There's a truck stop in Yermo, California. And it claims to be...
wonderful. All kinds of snacks.
It claims to be wonderful. There's a lot of snacks. I don't know, wonderful.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful.
Well, I'm a Buc-ee's guy.
Yeah. Well, there's no Buc-ee's there.
Well,
so.
I understand there's no Buc-ee's, but I
plan if you want delicious snacks, then you got to go to Eddie World.
I have some trips this year I have to make for family events. My presence has been requested, and my goal is to end up at a Buc-ee's. That's my goal. I will end up. Now, Lorraine, you told me you were going to do a trick with the number one signature snack from Buc-ee's. Did you do said trick yet?
I have not done said trick yet, no.
Okay. All right, let me know, and then we'll break
it. I'll do it today.
Okay, let us know. We'll break it down. I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
I bet you somebody else has probably already done it, though, right? Don't you think?
Maybe if they have similar taste buds to me.
Yeah.
That means you have great ideas like me, too.
I have a guess as to what it
might be.
Just
on the back, Eddie. What's that, Eddie?
I have a guess to what it might be, but do you want me to?
Who cares? It's a, yeah, sure, whatever, yes. What?
I'm going to say that she puts the beaver nuggets in milk and eats it like cereal.
Oh, look at you, Eddie. Unbelievable. Is that right, Lorraine?
I don't even, how? What? No.
No, she says no.
No,
that was horrible. Horrible guess.
Why?
That was a horrible guess.
Man.
Why would I do that? That's kind of disgusting.
They're kind of like, because they're kind of like those corn pop cereal things.
You mean like the French toast cereal that they used to serve back in the 90s that got discontinued in 2011?
What are you talking about? There's still Cinnamon Toast Crunch out there. What are you talking about?
No,
corn puffs, though. She's right. I don't think corn puffs are there.
And it's not Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It is French Toast Crunch. French Toast Crunch. They're
really?
In the shape of bread. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I always thought it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
They have that. Oh, this is a different one. You have to look it up. I swear it existed.
When I was a kid back in the... I'm old, but they had those little cookies that was great. It was like eating
Cookie
cookies.
Crisp.
Oh, so good. What's for breakfast? Cookies? No, seriously, Lorraine.
They had the cookie crook.
They had little chocolate
Remember?
Chip cookies.
Oh, that was one of my nicknames.
Oh, it was so good. My God, that was great. You're like, oh, man, I'll eat breakfast every day. Just give me a bowl of cookies. What could possibly go wrong?
It was basically like a knockoff version of like Chips Ahoy, but they were like, little bite size.
Yeah. The fact they count that as breakfast is absolutely, I don't know about that.
It's genius by the cereal Wonderful. Companies. What are you talking about? Come on. Get those kids hooked on breakfast. But I got to admit, I'm not a breakfast guy.
Oh, I love breakfast so much.
I'm not a breakfast guy. No.
My favorite meal.
I'm a lunch guy and a dinner guy. But more of a, like, probably if I, lunch, I like eating the middle of the day, and that's it. But I don't eat much, so. Anyway, let's go to the phones, and we'll say hello to, this one's got my attention here. The Annunciator, it says here on my board. Hello, Annunciator.
That was actually my birth name. Sometimes you have to go to the film room of life.
Oh, there it is right there from the swamplands of Florida.
Welcome.
A Benny Award winner.
And he didn't say the interrupter. He didn't call for you. He said the enunciator. He actually said the annunciator for some reason. Now, you have to go to the film room.
I don't know. I can understand every word.
This is a different
set. Satan has somehow, instead I've exercised the demons. He's out there jogging. I hope he exercises for a while. And I've got the ability to speak. At some point, many, many years back, some man pulls a metaphorical play-action pass on society and says, you know, instead of run, 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 pass, it's like, hey, I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a woman. That's a slippery slope. There's a dude in Japan.
Well, see, now he's getting it.
I'm getting excited. I'm trying to fight it. A $14,000 suit to make himself look like a dog. You should see the dogs on film. Like, they're sniffing each
other. I've seen that. You know, that's a good investment. That's a good, that dog suit's pretty impressive. Solid. If you're into dogs, if you're into that kind of thing.
This is somehow the most important thing I've ever said, Ben. You look at the dogs' faces when they go to this man, and they're like, holy crap, what is going on? They're terrified. They know that.
Well, the problem is the dogs, listen, as the proud owner of two dogs, my buddies here.
When
a dog meets another dog, how do they know who the dog is? You know where do they put their nose? I think you know.
Ben. Yeah, I'm gonna pull the Ben Maller on jet technique. I'm just gonna just cold shoulder that entire idea. You know.
Well, no, but I mean the whole point of if you're a human pretending to be a dog, the dog's gonna know right away because they're gonna sniff your rear end. That's not a dog's rear end. They're gonna know right away.
What if I identify as the starting quarterback for the San Diego Chargers? What if I identify?
Well, the San Diego, that's a dated reference.
Do they have to accept it? Does society have to accept my delusion? And I get to start because
what do you want me to say, Jed? I don't make the rules here. It's ridiculous. I think we probably agree with a lot of things. All right, but I got to go. All right.
Bye, Felicia.
Go away. All right. But congratulations on getting on the air quicker by hornswoggling the great lead a lap. Nobody hornswoggles lead to a lap at all. Hey, if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. And check that out. So Living La Vida Loca, the tabloids have details on the Bahamas resort that Taylor Swift, the Swifties, and Travis Kelce of your Kansas City Chiefs were staying at. 15 grand a night they were spending. 15 grand a night. If I spent 15 grand on a hotel room, I would not go to sleep. I would want to be up all night. I'm like $15,000. So anyway, according to the tabloids, what does 15 grand get you a night? Not one, not two, but three butlers. Get three butlers, two personal chefs also. So five people on the payroll at least. The lavish amenities. The place they were staying at, a six-bedroom accommodates up to 12 guests. It's a private villa. Oh, very nice. Got the private pool, multiple terraces, lush garden, and fully equipped gym. Are you going to work out in the Bahamas, really? Come on. It's doing that. It says it's perched on the hillside, shielded by a 25-foot dune. And, it's got everything you could possibly want right there. I'm good. I could stay. I never get all worked up by hotels. We've had this conversation today. My wife likes to stay at, like, really nice hotels and stuff. And I'm like, I don't. The whole point of traveling is not to spend time in the hotel room. It's to go out and do stuff. So save a couple bucks on the room.
Yeah, and you're a tightwad.
Well, that might be part of it, but as long as I don't get bed bugs, I'm fine. And you can do a test. You have that light thing you can check around the bed, make sure there's no bed bugs. Yeah, you're okay. But
what kind of light thing is that? Is it like
infrared? Infrared light.
You have one of those? Do you use that?
In my head, I do. Well, no, but you look behind the. I've watched YouTube videos, so you look on the sides of the bed and where the pillows are, and if you see anything hopping, bed bugs.
Ugh.
Yeah, but you can tell usually. Anyway, on that positive note, well, I'm glad the Swifties and the Kelces are having a fine time, by the way. We'll have Mallard of the Third Degree coming up a little bit later in the hour, and the bobble has landed. The bobble has landed. We'll get to that, but right now, let's get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight. Man rocking his L.A. Kings cap right now. I like that logo. It's a good logo. Old school.
They might be changing back to that.
They should.
Yeah.
Everything old is new again, Eddie.
That's true.
That's all these teams have realized, that when people that grew up fans of your team, when they get to a certain age, they want to buy memorabilia with the logo they remember as kids. So that you got to go back to that old logo.
Not your Clippers, though. They're going to some weird logo.
Well, they have the worst logo in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
And their new logo doesn't look much better. No. But it's a little better. It's a little better. But it doesn't matter. That. They're going to be into it, Eddie. They're into a dome.
Yeah. Good for them. Let's check in on news from Major League Baseball. L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani addressing the media for the first time since the betting scandal involving his interpreter broke. Ohtani read from a prepared statement, didn't take any questions, claims he has never bet, nor has he ever asked anyone to bet on sporting events for him. And it was his former interpreter that lied and stole money from him to pay off the interpreter's gambling debts. In the NBA, you had the Nuggets over the Grizzlies, 128-103. Denver now holds the top spot in the West by one game on Oklahoma City and a game and a half on Minnesota. Both the Thunder and Timberwolves had the night off. Celtics lose to the Hawks, 120-118. Atlanta was down 30, came all the way back to knock off the top team in the league. Boston falling to 57-15 on the year. Jason Tatum, 37 points in a losing effort. Suns lose to the Spurs, 104-102, and Victor Wembanyama didn't even play for San Antonio. Pacers over the Clippers, 133-116. Clippers have lost 6 of 9. Kings down to 76ers.
You don't have to highlight that, Eddie.
I'm just giving you the facts. I'm not highlighting anything.
Yeah, you're being negative.
That's your job. Kings beat the 76ers 108-96. You had the Rockets winning their ninth in a row, beating the Trailblazers 110-92. Houston trying to grab one of those final play-in spots. Mavericks over the Jazz 115-105. Luka Doncic, triple-double for Dallas, 29 points, 12 rebounds, 13 assists. Dante DiVincenzo, 40 points for the Knicks in their 124-99 win over the Pistons. Cavaliers down the Hornets 115-92. Wizards beat the Bulls 107-105, and the Nets knock off the Raptors 96-88. In the NHL, the Kings down the Canucks 3-2, and the Golden Knights get by the Blues 2-1 in overtime. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today.
As we continue on, coming up later this hour, whether you like it or not, we will have Mallard to the Third Degree. We look forward to that next hour for your dancing and dining pleasure. The Mallard Riddle of the Day, and also Mallard's Mountain of Money. A lot of Mallard things. I put my name on everything. Odd laugh. Who would laugh like that? What loser would laugh like that? It's a dumb laugh. Well, Jed, who fled, has called back. He's cashing a golden ticket, and this is ridiculous. Jed, you were just on the air, Jed. What are you doing? You got a golden ticket.
I got a golden ticket.
Jed, you're bogarting the time, Jed. There's other people that want to talk, Jed.
I'm exercising the mechanism that the namesake of this show himself created to keep the, you know, the show going. I've been remiss. I'll keep it short. I was raised much better than I act now. In the spirit of my co-caller of the year award winner, Marcel, Loretta, it's great to have you. I rest easy knowing they got a professional sandwich maker. Don't need the sex. I can't remember if Loretta or Lorraine is real now, and that's the way Marcel wants it. God bless y'all.
Let's go to Ed in Arlington. He's my baseball guy. Let's get Ed's
Thank God he called back, by the way, for that.
Yeah,
that was great.
Very important. A good waste of a golden ticket.
Injected!
People dying to get those golden tickets, and you just burned one up. Let's go to Ed in Arlington. Hello, Ed. I think Ed fell asleep. What do you think? I don't hear the breathing.
This is a great time for a nap.
Well, some people call it sleep normally.
Has Lorena experienced the wonder
of Lorraine?
Lorena, have you experienced the wonder of a Ben Maller sleeping caller?
No.
Oh, man. Oh,
Does it sound something like this?
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes.
Greatest night in the history of the overnight show, we had dueling sleeping callers at the same time. Two callers on the air at the same time, both snoring. And we were going back and forth to each one. It was wonderful.
You can make a game out of that. Oh, guess who?
Well, funny you say that.
We have done that. We had Hollering James from Minnesota played. We haven't heard from him. I wonder if he's out of the hospital. Hopefully he is. But Hollering James kept snoring, and he's a prolific snorer. He's got like sleep apnea, and he's got a lot of issues. And so when he would snore loudly, that meant we played too much or not enough. And it was too much or not enough, I believe was the game. And if he snored loudly, it was too much. And if he didn't snore, it was not enough. And he won the game.
Stop
Fast
it.
Asleep. He
oh,
did.
Oh, gosh.
One of the greatest things we've ever done here. It's amazing. I romanticize that. Now, let's go back to the phones. J-Bone is in Portland, Maine, a fine destination. I enjoyed my time in that city. Hello, J-Bone.
Ben, it's so nice to be talking to you again. It's been a while.
Where have you been, J-Bone? Where have you been hiding out, man?
I've been around. I've been listening, but it's tough to call in my hours. I'm at work right now. I had to come in early. Did you see the weather in Maine the past couple of days?
No. Fill me in. What's going on?
Oh, ice.
Yeah.
Inch and a half of ice everywhere, trees down, power out. So now I am at the grocery store restocking for the people.
Oh, gotcha. I didn't see that. I figured we moved into spring. I just saw the other day. We're in the spring now. I thought everything was good.
We got weird marches in here in Maine. Usually they're pretty nasty.
Yeah, let me check the long-range forecast. Oh, yeah, I got rain today. Rain the next couple of days. And then, you do have it nasty, man. You're in the 40s all week. Crap.
Yeah, that's actually good for here. Hey, I want to thank you for the Benny nomination.
Well, you earned it. Don't thank me, but yeah.
I want to thank the people.
The people. The people. Thank you.
Hey,
we're applauding
Lorena,
you right now.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're doing awesome.
You're doing awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone's patting each other on the back. That's annoying.
I just want to check in real quick, Ben.
All right, J-Bone. Thank you, Chip. Be safe out there on those icy roads. All right, there you go, J-Bone. You ever been to Portland, Maine, Lorena?
No, and it always confuses me.
Oh, you're from Oregon. Mm-hmm. You're from.
But I've never even been, I guess I've been to Florida. Does that count as being to the East Coast?
That would be near the Atlantic Ocean. Well, what part of Florida were you at? Were you at the Gulf Coast?
Disney World, does that...
That's in the middle of Florida. Really? Oh, man. Now, Portland, Maine's cool, but then I went there and we did a Maller meet and greet thing, and then people were complaining it wasn't real Maine because it's a tourist town. It's just like the very southern tip of Maine, and so you have to go into the woods where Sasquatch lives to be in the real Maine. That's what I was informed. So I don't know if that's...
Go off the beaten path, you say?
Yeah, something like that. That's pretty much it. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on through these overnight hours, and we're glad that you have chosen to hang out with us. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Morgan H. is currently in first place with an impressive 55 points out of a possible 64, but four listeners are breathing down his neck right behind Morgan with 54 points. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotel, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Time now for the Insta Trivia, and then we will get to Maller to the Third Degree. Here's the Insta Trivia. Only two position players who came out of the baseball draft since 1965 have made an opening day roster with less experience in the minors than Rangers phenom Wyatt Langford. Doesn't that sound like a guy that should play for the Texas Rangers? Or it sounds like an old Western, I think Wyatt Earp. But Wyatt Langford, that's a pretty good name. He's a DH. He's an outfielder. But anyway, get to the point, please. So only two position players who came out of the baseball draft since 1965, when Rick Monday was the number one overall pick, made an opening day roster with less experience in the minors than Ranger phenom Wyatt Langford. They are Pete Incaviglia of the 1986 Texas Rangers, who had no games in the minor leagues, and blank. That is the Insta Trivia. The answer, we'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction.
It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a satisfied listener to the Ben Maller Show, we invite you to help us promote our mom and pop program. Word of mouth advertising is the most effective of them all. Tell your friends and your coworkers about our show and drop us a mention on your favorite social media networks. You are our loudspeaker to help spread the teachings of the Maller Militia disciples to young and old. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Time now for the Insta Trivia made possible by Tractor Supply Store. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply Store today. Here's the Insta Trivia. Only 2 position players have come out of the baseball draft since 1965 and made the opening day roster with less experience, which is 44 games, in the minors, and then Ranger phenom Wyatt Langford this year. They are Pete Incaviglia of the 86 vintage of the Texas Rangers and blank. That is the instant trivia. What is the answer? Let's see. Does anyone know the answer? We go to the hoi polloi to see, and page down. Gordon Ramsay, yes, by the Cowboy Killer. Al Nipper from Mr. Nice Guy, Red Sox legend. Debbie Fields from Alf the Alien Opiner. Do you think she actually ate her own cookies? Probably not. Who else do we have? Keira Knightley, who is 39 today, guessed by the late night drug tester. Francis Scott Key from Ferg Dog.
Oh, I heard the peer about the bridge.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty wild, man, huh? When did that happen? Like tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
Yeah. Oh, man.
A ship hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore and
no more bridge.
Kinda, yeah.
How does that happen, Eddie?
I don't know. But I live in a place that has big ships that come in and out.
But you see the trucks, like, sometimes they'll hit they'll see a 9-foot clearance and it'll be like a 9.5-foot truck. They'll bam, right?
What a dumb thing to do.
There's a bridge.
Yeah, how do you run into that?
But. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Anyway, enough of that. The answer. Do you have an answer, Eddie, to the very long Insta trivia question? I'm not going to read it again.
I'm going to go with former San Francisco Giants draft pick Boof Bonzer.
It's a great name. Not a great player, but a great name. The correct answer, though, Eddie, a man that Ricky Henderson, remember the famous Ricky Henderson story about the batting helmet, the guy that wore the batting helmet? John Olerud. I don't think that story is true, but I love the story where Ricky, where he was playing for the Blue Jays. Well, no, he was playing with the Mariners. Oh, it was the Blue Jays, then the Mariners, right? So I played with a guy that wore a helmet, too, in Toronto. It was the same guy. It's a famous John Oliver story about Ricky Henderson. Anyway, enough of that. Here we go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree.
Are you ready?
This
is when Big Ben gets grilled.
We're going to take a lap with Lita Lap right over there.
Woo, lap by lap with Lita Lap.
Yeah.
Ben, LeBron James says, I kind of stopped looking at NBA standings amid play-in race. Ben, do you believe LeBron?
No. Let me tell you what LeBron's up to. So the way that this works with LeBron, things are not going great in the standings for the Lakers. So suddenly LeBron's like, I don't look at the standings. I will guarantee to you, if the Lakers were in a better position, oh, yeah, I know. I'm looking at matchups. I've got the highest basketball IQ in the world, all that crap. But since the Lakers are in a bad spot, and this Fugazi playing thing, it looks like, there's only a couple weeks left in the NBA season. So all of a sudden LeBron's like, oh, nah, I got amnesia. I'm forgotten about that. No, he has not. Come on. All right. He's got that stupid podcast with Reddick, right? Next!
Washington State and Oregon State are to get $65 million in a settlement with the leaving Pac-12 schools. Ben,
yes.
Is that enough for the Beavers and the Cougs?
No, because they become, first of all, irrelevant, right? They're not going to be in a conference. Now, they've got the Pac-12 name. So the question is, how much is the Pac-12 name worth? How much is that brand worth? Because they could always combine with the Mountain West. But $65 million seems like a great amount of money. But when you realize how much money SC and Washington and Arizona State, all these other schools are getting by going to the Big Ten or the Big 12 and bouncing all over the country, it's an insane amount of money. So, yeah, Washington State and Oregon State are the ugly redheaded stepchildren of college sports. They were unwanted, and they were unwanted by the people that you need to have in your camp, television. Because if television said, well, we need Washington State and Oregon State out in the Palouse with Washington State or whatever, they'd be fine. But that's not the case, and so they're on the outside looking in. All right, next!
Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson recently went viral after a picture showed him sitting on the ledge of a skyscraper. Ben,
yeah,
you ever do dabble in these kind of activities?
Have I ever sat on the ledge of a skyscraper?
Yes, man.
Let me think back. Let me go back through my life here. No! I don't even like looking at the window. I used to live on the 13th floor, and I had the heebie-jeebies even go to the side. I was like, I don't want nothing to do with that. But this cat, I think it was in Austin, Garrett Wilson. It wasn't in New York. He was sitting on the ledge. I mean, come on. All of a sudden, there's a gust of wind, unexpected wind. You're dead, right? You're done. It's over. Lights out. Game over. You're a pancake down on the. No, I've never done stuff like that. When I was a kid, I did go in a hot air balloon, but that doesn't really. I was at a military open house. I went in a hot air balloon. They had.
I would never do that.
You would not go in a hot air balloon?
No, doesn't make sense. Wicker basket with a flamethrower? No, I'm good.
That's good. In hindsight, as an adult, I probably wouldn't do it. Anyway, there it is, Maller to the third degree. How did we do, Professor DeLapp?
I'm going to give you better than yesterday, Ben. That's going to be an A-minus.
Hey, look at that. Well, right off. I got an A-minus.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.